Okay, let's start. We're going to begin today our discussion of Vestos, which will take us through most of the rest of the year. I guess just technically, the term is really a Veses and Visasos, but colloquially, it's usually referred to as Vest and Vestos. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe it's easier on the tongue. But in practice, when people use the term Vest or Vestos, which maybe we'll call Yiddishism, even if it's really a suf and should be pronounced differently. Be that as it may, the Gemara and Aftas Ayinim and Aleph has an Ibai, whether Vestos are Daraisa or Dirabanan. We'll see that the question of Vestos, Daraisa, Dirabanan has two applications. Number one is the requirement for a bedika at the time of a vest, and if a person doesn't do a bedika, are they rendered tmeya? And number two is the din of prisha samuch levest. So the Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph has a machlokas regarding the first question: if a woman did not do a bedika on the yom havest, and as we'll see when we talk about vestos deraisa derabanan, we're really talking about a vest kavua. Vest Jayankov was definitely Durabanan. So the Gemara there is machlokes, if a person, a woman, did not do bedika beyom vest, does that make her Temeya, even if she did a bedika later? Now, do we say that if vest does Daraisa, that means that we have to assume that a woman had a Re'ia on the Yom HaVest when she anticipates a Vest Kavua? And if she didn't do a bedika, the fact that she does a bedika later is of no real help to us, because we still have to assume that there was a Re'iyah that she missed on the Yom HaVest, and therefore she remains Tameya. If we assume Vestos Daraisa, so Chazaka, Orach Bizman Obad Lashon HaGemara, we assume that there was a Re'iyah on that day, and therefore she is Tameya, whatever may happen afterwards. Fine, so that's the Ibai of the Gemara there. How do we paskin? So Tosfos on Tazayinim and Aleph Dibra Maskel the Rav Nachman assumes Halacha that Vestos are de Rabbanan because Halacha Kerav B'Isuri. And therefore, if a woman did not do a Bedika B'Shas HaVest and she did a Bedika subsequent to that, the Yom HaVest was Monday. She forgot to do or didn't do a Bedika on Monday. She does a Bedika on Tuesday and the Bedika is clean. Then she is still considered to be Tahora Labaila. Lichachila, the expectation was she should have done a bedika biyom havest. If she didn't do that for whatever reason, and then the next time she does a bedika, she finds herself to be Tahora, then she's going to be Tahora from that point forward. That's the position of Tosis. We'll see. That is the position of Rov Rishonim. Probably the position of Rov Rishonim that Vestos are Dirabana. Okay, so we'll come back to the discussion of Bidikos B'Yom HaVest, which is the Sugya the Shmaisa on Daf Tezayin. But before that, what we'll focus on more today is whether Vestos Daraisa Dirabana, in the context of the din of Prisha Samuch Levest. So that din of Prisha Samuch Levest is a Gemara on Samuch Gimel Amud Aleph. You can take a look. If you have your Gemara in front of you, the Gemara there quotes a Braisa, Vahatanya, Vihizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. Last week, Sedra, the end of Parshas Mitzara. Vihizartem, what does Vihizartem mean? So the Ibn Ezra quotes a parish that he rejects, that there's a missing hey. Vihizartem means Vihizartem, that you should warn. Lashon Azhara. Warn b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. But the Ibn Ezra rejects that, and the Perish HaMukubal of Chazal, reflected in Rashi there al Torah and the other Mefarshim, is that it's milashon nizirus. There's a missing nun. That's what the Ibn Ezra says in the Hemshech, in the Mefarshim and Rashi, that the nun falls off. It really should be like the hinazartem. And that's Milashon Nizirus, which is a Lashon of Prisha, of separating. So that's what the Gemara here is understanding. V'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam is a Lashon of Prisha v'nazru. Nikan Amar Yirmiyah Azhar l'bnei Yisrael sheyifrishu b'nishaseyan samach l'vastan. That this is an azhara that women should, or the men should be parish from their wives, samach l'vastan, v'kama, amar rabba ona, ma'ilav ona chrisi, lo osa ona. So the conclusion is that the din of prisha samach l'vast is during the onas havest, that there's a din of prisha that a husband has to separate from his wife. Okay, so that's the maimer here in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Gemara in Shavuos Yechesim and Beis has a parallel line, but there is in the name of Rabbi Yoshia, and not of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay. So Pashup Shad, if you read that line of the Gemara, it sounds like we're talking about a din d'oraisa recording a pasuk. So that would seem to indicate that Vestos are d'oraisa, because how could it be that Vestos are d'rabbanan and Prisha Samach Levest is d'oraisa? That the whole notion of a vest itself is d'oraisa and Prisha is d'rabbanan? So at first glance, that would be difficult to sustain. So many of you shown him say that the pasuk says machta. Obviously, we're talking about a din d'rabbanan. So says the Ravid at the beginning of Shar Tikkun HaVestos. So says the Rashba, Chidushim Taras Habayis, that the pasuk is only an asmachta. And in reality, the din of Prisha Samach Levest is only a din d'rabbanan. And that's how these Rishonim understand the Gemara in Yevama Samach Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara that Ayosi L'derech Sarech Lifkod Ishto, that if a person is going to set out on a journey, then he has to be poked as Ishto. What does poked as Ishto mean? So they understand poked as Ishto means bitashmish, as Rashi says over there. And what is the situation? So the Ravid writes that even in a case where you should be subject to the din of Prisha Samach Levest, since Vestos are Derabbanan, and Prisha Samach Levest is Derabbanan, Sabamaka Mitzvah lo gozru. So you have not only the right, but the obligation to be poked as Ishto Bitashmish, even Samach Levesta, in the face of what normally would be a din Derabbanan Prisha Samach Levest, where you are going to be Yotzei Lederech on the next day. And that only makes sense if Vestos are Derabbanan and Prisha Samach Levest is Derabbanan. And the Ravid says, yeah, the pasuk is only an Asmachta, but at the end of the day, it's still a Din Derabbanan. Tosfos Erin Yavamos, Samach Beis Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Chayiv Lifkod. The Tosfos understands that, no, Pekida doesn't mean Tashmish. That would be Usur if it's Samach Levest. It's only Bedivrei Ritzoy. That's what Tosus writes there. That's what the Rush writes. Since Tosus is of the opinion that Prisha Samach Levest is Daraisa, then obviously there can be an exception, even if Yotze L'Derech from that Din Daraisa Prisha Samach Levest, so Tosus has to understand that Prisha, that Chayiv Lifkod Es Ishto is something less than Tashmish, Divrei Ritzoy. The Bach points out that according to the Tosa, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Divrei Ritzoy, the Chiddush is that you're Mechuyev. As we'll see, according to most Rishonim, Shar Kravos are Mutter Be'ona Samach Levest. The Din of Prisha Samach Levest is an Isser Tashmish. According to the Taz, we'll see there's an Isser Chibuk V'Nishuk, but Ritzoy beyond that is totally Mutter. So what do you need the chiddush of chayiv adam lifkod es ishto if you're yotzei l'derech for? If that only means ritzoy, ritzoy is mutter samach levest anyway. So the Bach says the chiddush is that according to the Bali Tosfos, you're mechuyev to. Otherwise it's mutter, but if you're yotzei l'derech, then you're mechuyev. So be that as it may, machlokes between Ravid Rashba versus Bali Tosfos in that Gemara in Yevamos hinges on whether Vestos are deraisa or derabbanan, and whether the Prisha Samach Levest is by extension deraisa derabbanan. If Vestos are derabbanan and Prisha Samach Levest is derabbanan as well, then you have license to understand the Gemara more kipshuto that chayiv ad nelifka means betashmish. If vestos are the araisa, then you obviously can't say that. And chayiv lifka has to be something less, which is what Tosa says are divrei ritzot. Okay. The Ritva in the parallel sugya in Shavuos and Daf Yuches Amud Beis has as follows. Just give me a second. I'm going to pull up on the screen, but I didn't have the right line prepared ahead of time. So just give me a second to get there. Okay. Here we go. Okay. So I discovered, by the way, a function in Zoom. I'll have that open. That allows you to just share a portion of the screen, which is a little bit cleaner. So you should be seeing just, you don't see all the clutter on the top. You just see the actual excerpt of the Ritva. Is that what you're seeing?
Looks that way, yeah.
Okay, great. So the Ritva there in Shavuos writes as follows. What do we mean by samach levesta? El devadai de samach levesta shezira Torah haynu samach mamish kegon chatzi sha'a v'chayoseba. So the maimer of Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Oshi on the Gemara in Shavuos was ona, and the Gemara says it's osa ona. So originally the Gemara to have a mina that is ona achrisi. Rashi explained ona achrisi dim vesta b'yom asura kol hayom v'chol alayla shalafanav. That ona achrisi means the previous ona. If the yom vest is a daytime, then the Chi Prisha is the previous owner the night time before. And the Murray Jackson says, no, Osa Ona. So Pashup Shad, Osa Ona means that entire day or night period where the Yom HaVest falls. Says the Ritva. Elevadi Samach Levesta Shazira Torah, Hainu Samach Mamish. Just like Samach in many other contexts means a half hour. Samach Lemincha, in the Mishnah beginning of Arbeiv Zachim, Machlokas Amoraim, Samach Mincha Gdol, Samach Mincha Ktana, so there Samach means a half hour. Here too, Vade Samach Shezira Torah, Hainu Samach Mamashon Chatzi Shah, V'chayot Sebo, around the half hour. The Onaha Amura, B'divrei Rabbi Yoshia, Midrabbanan Hi, Lasos Geder V'siag. And the purpose of this Chi Prisha is drabbanan to have an extra gather v'siag. Da the kaimelan vestas drabbanan v'lo daraisa heyachach mira Torah lesser onas shleima kodem lachein elavadai kid amran. Bahasha haynu d'sharu la onazu mishum pekidas ishto ki heim amru veim amru dekula midrabbanan. So the Ritva also understands that the heter of chayiv lifkod as ishto means tashmish, because the whole iser vestos is only derabanan. And he thinks, we'll get back to the time of the onus as we go on, not our focus for the moment, that we comes out of the half hour, is that it's lo yitachein, that lo yitachein that a gzeira derabanan would aser an entire ona, because that's going too far. The whole notion of preaching the samach levest is only derabanan. Vestas are only derabanan. So to say that preaching the samach levest would require an Isser Tashmish for the entire period of that vest, the Ritva thinks is an extreme. And he ends that paragraph saying, Vizushita Sirbenu Hagodol Haramban. So the Ritva attributes his analysis to the Ramban. And the footnote on the Ritva there, in Shruz, he points out that we don't have such a Ramban in any of our known Ksavim of the Ramban. But Anogelin Yanenu right now is that if you hold Vestos Rabbanon, then the Prisha Samach Levest is only a half hour. Okay. The Rashba in Taras Abayis has the following. This is Taras Abayis Bayis Zayin Shar Beis, which is Dalet Amud Beis in the pagination of the Rashba. Just give me a second. I have to plug in the device over here. Sorry. I realize, by the way, that Zoom is a much better experience when you're on a laptop as opposed to a Chromebook. There are many more options like this limited or more nuanced share screening that we're doing, screen sharing that we're doing now. Anyway, so the Rashba there is the following line. I'm sorry, we're reading the Ra'ah now. The Ra'ah in the Bedek Habayis. Where the Rashba wrote the Torah Sabayis, and the Ra'ah's commentary on the side is a Bedek Habayis. So the Ra'ah writes in the Bedek Habayis, L'olam eina mutaris lo ba'ona, v'afilu barila shelo rasa, v'afilu bevest she'eno kavua. So even if a woman has a yom vest, and she knows that she didn't have any ri on that day, Vafil Vivesh She'eno Kavua Kigon Chenishtana Elishilo Nekar. Now what he means here by Vivesh She'eno Kavua is not what we classically refer to as Vivesh She'eno Kavua. There was a Vivesh Kavua, but you weren't Oker that Vivesh Kavua yet. So you still have the halachic status of a Vivesh Kavua Le'inyan the din of Bedikos and Prisha. The Isur Torah Hiza Ava Lifnei Vesta. So the Ra says that the din of Prisha, Biyom Havest, is Daraisa during that Ona, or at the time of that Ona, which we'll see what that means in a second. Aval Lifnei Vesta Ba'onazu, Kigon Lemuda Liros Besof Hayom, O Be'emsayom, Le'inyan Shos Shelefanov, Ba'osa Ona, Dahainim Mitkila Sayom, Le'inyan Shos Shelefanov, Iragila liras b'sof ha'layla, ob'em sa'layla, le'inyan shal shalafana, bosa ona, ha'inam etkila s'layla, ha'kepluxa domad amr vestas d'araisa, u'maksvinan la, v'vade roa, ha'ikra d'vizartam asi la'onazu, shalafne vesta. U'mad amr vestas d'rabanan, iser onazu, shalafne vesta d'rabanan, v'kra asi le'iser ona, Shelachar Vesta. So the Ra'ah has this interesting analysis that if you hold Vestos are Dirabanan, there is still a requirement of Prisha Min HaTorah. Meaning that from the time that a woman is Regila Liros until the end of that Ona, even if you hold Vestas Rabbanan, there is a chiyuv Prisha. Let's say a woman has a timed enough clock that she always sees on that Yom Vest at 2 in the afternoon. So even if you hold Vestos derabanan, there's going to be a chi of prisha min haTorah from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until the end of the day. But before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's a chi of prisha derabanan. So if you hold Vestos deraisa, then that entire Yom Ha'ona is going to be aser. If you hold Vestos derabanan, there still is a din prisha after the Shas Avest. If a person is has timed Re'ios that are timed to the hour or timed to a certain range, then from that range and on, there's going to be a Chi of Prisha, a Chi of Prisha D'Araisa. But before that timed range, it's only going to be D'Rabbanan. So then the din of Chayiv Adam Lifkod, that refers to the period on that Ona before the hours of the Ona before she expects to have her Re'ia. That's the position of the Ra'ah, that even if Vestos derabanan, there's a certain window where the Chi Prisha is going to be Daraisa. So Vestos derabanan would mean that the window in which we're concerned that there may be a Re'ia is more limited, but there still is an application where Prisha could be min haTorah. And the Chachmas Adam writes this himself in Simon Kofches Binas Adam Sifkatan Aleph. He writes that he never saw anyone say this. He didn't have access, I believe, to the printed Bedek HaBayis. He said, Sarach Ian Ladina, whether that's correct. But he's basically mechaving to this position of the Ra'ah.
So for the Ra'ah Shita, what would have existed before the Takana of Vestos was instituted?
If you hold Vestos Derais or Vestos Derabanan?
If Vestos Derabanan.
If Vestos Derabanan, so min haTorah, there still is a chi of prisha after the time that you expect to see. If you always expect to have a re'ia at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then min haTorah you can't ignore that, and you have to be parish from 3 o'clock in the afternoon and on.
What's the source of that?
So that's v'hi's artemis b'nei yisrael mitum asam. That there is still a deraisa element of Vestos. The Vestos would be the rabbanan as far as the chi of prish, as the chi of bedika. Meaning, if a woman, we don't say orach b'zman haba, and if a woman didn't do a bedika the yom avest and did a bedika the next day, and she's tahora, she's still going to be mitaris l'baila. That's what Vestos derabanan means. But nevertheless, there's still a d'oraisa requirement that you be poresh after the Shas Avest until the end of that Ona, even if you did a bedika.
But would that exist only if a woman had like a very specific Vestos like we're describing here?
So according to the Chachmas Adam, according to the Ra'ah, it sounds like if there's a range, then she would have to exercise that Prisha from whenever the start of that range is and on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, which leads us into the famous position of the Noda Behuda, who doesn't quote the Ra'ah, and is different than the Ra'ah in some detail, but reflects the idea that you could bifurcate between Vestos derabanan and Prisha Samach Levest, at least in some application, being the Araisa. The Noda Behuda is Madur Kama. Yoredeya Simon Nun Hey. Piskei Tshuva quotes it in Sif Katan Gimel. We're in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet, I don't think I mentioned that yet. Kuf Bei Dalet Piskei Tshuva Sifkata and Gimel. But the note of Yehuda that he quotes is Kama Yeredeya Simin Nun Hey. So let's just read a little bit of it together. Vanir Lini Yistaiti Bezat. Al Pima Shechidashti Dabr Nifla. Dilach Ora. Lahanach Disavi Vestas Drabanan. Kama Kenegdam Kechoma Azhara Divisartem. As we began. How could it be that Vestas are Drabanan? And there's a Pasuk that tells you there's a dinner priest of Samach Levest. All right, Iker Vester Abanan Veiches Hirat Orlav. So the Ravid says, "Nechanami it's an Asmachta," but Tosus assumes Vester Staraisa. Fine. Says the Nodav Yudva Niomer Vadeshu Minatora Be'Alfa Pika Vester Staraban. You could split. You could say that the dinner Prisha is Minatora, and yet Vestos are Derabanan. How could that be? The Omrani, Af Shenechluku Tanayim VaAmarayim Investos Daraisa Derabanan, Ein Tam Pluksasam Delamandam Revestos Derabanan Azmina Torah Lar Mina Chazak Arach Wizmanaba. So it's not like we're saying till now. If you say Vestos Derabanan, it doesn't mean that there's no Chazak at all Mina Torah. The Iker Chazak Azuti Eli Didei Rakmi Derabanan. That's not true. Everyone agrees Chazak Arach Wizmanaba. Evan agrees that on a deraisa level, we're concerned that there's a chazaka, the woman's going to have a ru'iyah b'yom vest. Elevadai gamli didei chazaka zu hikachol chazaka shevashas. Chazaka min atarahi. Ela what? Deneged chazaka zu hikachaskas aisha shevachaskas taro medes. It's not that there's no chazaka aruch b'zman haba, it's that you have competing chazakas. On the one end, Chazaka Aruch Bizman Abba, that a woman's going to have a Re'iyah B'yom Vest. And there's another competing Chazaka, that a woman herself is Becheskas Tara, Oki Isha Becheskasa. So, Mina Torah, it's Chazaka Neged Chazaka. They knock each other off. And then you're left with the status quo ante, that the woman retains her Cheskas Tara. And that's what it means, Vestas Drabanan. Not that there's no Chazaka Aruch Bizman Abba, but the effect of that Chazaka is countered by the Cheskas Tara of the woman. He says that's analogous to the Sugan Gittin Daf Kaf Ches, Shema Meso Chayshinan, Shema Yamus Chayshinan. That if someone sends a korban, irrelevant to a get, so we don't assume that they died till now, but we're still choshesh that maybe they'll die in the future. Why? Pirish Rashi, Shema Meis v'neged haChazaka, that you can't say we're choshesh that he already died because there's a Chazaka that he's still alive. Aval Shema Yamus lo marina Chazaka b'hachi, but to be choshesh that a person's going to die in the future is not a contradiction to the Chazaka that he's still alive. Pirish HaDvarim, the Adam Yeshlo Cheskas Chayim, Kamoshaya Chayerata, Adain Chayim. Aval Eilo Adam Chazaka Shelo Yamus, Shrevada Yamus Pamachas, he's going to die at some point. Lokach Becholsha, Chayshinan, Shevaragaza, Yamus. Vikasher Kvar Avrasha, Shevlo Chayshinan, Shevan Kvar Mes. Vizet Pasha. Umeyata, Gam Gabi Isha, the Kol Isha Yeshlo Cheskas Tara, Shre Aksha Vitahora, Velo Chayshinan, Shevan Kvar Nitma. If you're looking at the woman right now she has a cheskas tara. Aval ein la isha chazaka shel atira nida achar shah, but there's no chazaka that she won't be tamea in an hour from now. Shreba pamachas, I see the lyrics. Yeah, at some point she's going to become tamea. Lo tia tahor la olam. Lekach ikal amechash b'chol shah shem atira. Lekach vestos le'inyan le'esor le'shamish tamachu vesta. So as far as the Isser Prisha is concerned, the Isser Prisha is forward-looking. We're concerned, why is there a Din Prisha? We're concerned that a minute from now, an hour from now, she's going to become Tamega. The fact that we're Choshesh proactively isn't a contradiction to the fact that right now she's still Becheskes Tara. So for that reason, it's conceivable, says the Noah Dehuda, that even though Vestos are Darabanan, the Din of Prishta Samach Leves could still be Daraisa. So looking backwards, if a woman did do Bedika B'yom HaVest, and she did a Bedika tomorrow, and she's still Torah, so looking backwards, the day before, till now, she had a Cheskas Tara, and she remains Mutaris Abayla. But if you're holding B'yom HaVest, there's a Din of Prisha, you can't proactively engage in Tashmish now, because maybe she'll become Tamei a minute from now, and that isn't a contradiction to Cheskas Tara that everyone would agree to. So that's how the Noda Yehuda says, even if you hold that Vestos are Derabanan, it's still possible that Prisha Samach Levest is a Din D'Oraisa. So the Noda Yehuda is like the Ra'ah in that he entertains you could have a Din of Prisha Samach Levest D'Oraisa even if Vestos Derabanan, but he differs from the Ra'ah in that according to the Ra'ah, that Din D'Oraisa is only from the Shas, Havest, and An. And according to the Ra'ah, it's the entire Onas Havest. Okay, just take a look for a second at the Piskei Tshuva. Again, Piskei Tshuva is Simen Kuf Pei Dalid Sif Katan Gimel. He quotes the Noda Yehuda. An excerpt. And he points out this difference, that even though the Noda Yehuda elsewhere quotes this Ra'ah, but Ladina, there's a difference between their presentations, as we just pointed out. The Eilu Dvar Hashem B'Shem Ra'ah, Afagav Devestos Lav D'Oraisa, Kidei Shenachtik Osa B'Vadei Tmeya Achar She'av Rega Vest, Mikamach B'na Torah Siru L'Shamish B'Ono Samach Levesta Achar Rega Vest. Devadim Regil Liris B'Am Sahayom, Anu Osim Osa L'Shamish B'Tchila Saneitz, Kodim Shetagia Vegra Vest. But that's what he points out, that there is a difference in din between the Ra'ah and the Noda Yehuda, but in concept, they both present the possibility of splitting between Vestos D'Oraisa and Vestos D'Rabbanan and Prisha Samach Leves being a Din D'Oraisa. Okay, what's the Shita Sarambam? So the Rambam, Perek Daladi Sire Bia, Halacha Yud Beis, is Mashma that Prisha Samach Leves is a din D'Oraisa. Asilal Adam Shiyavol Ishta Samach Levesta Shema Tira Dam Mishas Tashmish. He quotes the pasuk. He says, "Temes Neisomi Tumasam." So the Magen Mishnah does say, "No." He quotes the pasuk, but could be like the Rav, like the Rashba, that it's only a Din Derabanan, and the pasuk is an Asmachta. But Reb Chaim points out that it must be that for the Rambam, there's some notion of Vestos in HaTorah, even if Prishta Samach Leves may be Derabanan. But the Rambam's whole calculation of how you Cheshvin, you may need and you may Ziva is based on a notion of Vestos. The way the Rambam calculates Yud Aleph Yom is being a firm number that keeps on repeating itself presupposes that there are clear times that there's an expectation to have a Riyah, and that's basically Vestos. So there has to be some notion of Vestos D'Oraisa according to the Rambam. Lemaisa, though, we generally seem to assume that the Din of Prishta Samach Leves is a Din D'Rabbanan. Take a look, for example, at the Shach and Sifkatan Hey. Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, B'Shas Vesta Sarach Lifrosh Mimena Ona Achas, says the Shach, Aina B'Derabbanan. Kenas Kamas Rofa Poskim V'Achronim, Devestos de Rabbana. And the Baal HaShulchan points out, the Be'urim on page Zion, that this is Mavura in the Mechaber and Sif Dalet as well. The din there in Sif Dalet is in Regila Liras Benetzachama, Lo Kimlan Shaper Ikod Benetzachama O Achrav, Enosu Elabo Bayom. So a woman has a safek, when is her onus a vest? She's regila liras around eights, maybe before, maybe after. So if vestas were the daraisa, you should be machmir. They have to treat both the onus halayla and the onus hayom as the proper vest. The fact that the mechaber paskins that you only aser her bayom seems to indicate that vestas are the rabbanan. This din is based on the Ravid, who is one of the Rishonim that holds that Vestos is the Rabbana. That's what the Shach says over there in Sivkat and Yud Gimel. Kevin, the Vestos, mi Rabbanan, Havale Safek, the Rabbana Lakula, the Ein Sarach Lifrash, Ela Bayom, Shayavadai, Bimei, Nidasa. Even though the Shach in Sivkat and Nidala goes in the Bach, that is still Roy Lahachmir Mikawach Safek, lesser Bayama Belight. Mikar Adin, you only have to be Machmir Bayam in this case, where there's a Safek, whether the onus of Est is Bayama Belaila. And the Shach says that's predicated of Estes Rabbanan, which he wrote earlier in Sivkatan Hay, is the consensus or the majority position in Poskim. But the Shach still thinks that in this particular instance of Safek, it's appropriate to be Machmir. And then you see this in Siftes as well. The Mechaber writes in Siftes, Shar Nashim Tzrichos Bedika Kishiyagia Havest, Avra Vest Vlabadka Vlarigisha Tahor Vlabedika. That if a woman did not perform a Bedika afterwards, then she's Tahora. V'yesh Omrim Shasura Ad Shetivdok. V'yesh Lavest Kavua. Fine, but if you did a bedika, then you're definitely okay. If you hold vestas deraisa, then a late bedika after the onus of vest will help. If you didn't do bedika on the onus of vest, then she's going to be a surla baila because we're concerned oruch b'zman haba, and maybe there was a riyah that she didn't realize, and she's going to be a sura. So again, we pass in shulchan aruch here in this application as well. In essence, vestos are dirabana. And then one other instance where that appears in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Se'if Kav Zayin, Kuf Pei Tes, Se'if Kav Zayin, the Mechaber there is talking about a 12-year-old girl who doesn't have Simanim yet. So she has Shonim below Simanim. So the Mechaber writes that we treat her as a Ketana, even though she's already of age, but she doesn't have simanim, so we treat her as a ketana. Says the Gaon in Sif Katan Mem, Vestos Derabanan, that the reason we are makel to treat this 12-year-old without simanim as not having to be concerned about Vestos is because Vestos are the Rabbanan. So Misafek, you could be Mako. There's a Chavistas, the Chavistas of Katan Dalid, the word paragraph beginning of Mashahevi, it writes that since we assume Vestos the Rabbanan, so even if a woman has a Vest Kavua, but she doesn't know when that vest kavua is, then you have the right to be mekel on every day. So a woman knows that she had a vest kavua, but lost awareness of what the yom vest is. If vest is the raisa, you should be machmir, and any day there might be a suffix, that might be the yom vest. The Chavistah says that since vest is the rabbanon, if you have a legitimate suffix, you have the right to be mekel, and not require prisha on any day that may still be a suffix. So that's another application of saying vestos derabbanan. Now, again, as we began, when we talk about Vestas Deraisa, Vestas Darabanan, the Nidon is a Vest Kavua. The Mechaber writes at the beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, Rov Hanoshim Yeshlan Vestos, Perish Zman Kavua, Orach Kanoshim Liros, Zman Yadua. The most women have a Vest Kavua. We know that's no longer the case. Most of our women, the vast majority of our women, do not have a Vest Kavua. And therefore, you know, the dinim of Bedika, or the stringencies of Bedika beyond a Vest, we'll see an Onan Beinidus may have a din of a Vest Kavua. But in most situations, we don't encounter a classic, other than Onan Beinidus, a classic Vest Kavua. Okay, I apologize for starting late today. I had something else came up at 3, and then I had a din Torah at 4, and we weren't able to start earlier. But I see it's now 6:30, and officially that's the end of Seder. So maybe we'll wind down now. And tomorrow, let's try to have the Chabur again, as we had suggested, at 5, to give you more time to see, to work on the Sugya before we meet again. So the Mar Makomas I send you already should be sufficient for tomorrow. I'll double check if there's anything I want to add. And then let's try to pick up. I'll send a new link. But let's try to pick up tomorrow at 5, Mirtz Hashem. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. The audio from my end is all clear?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. So have a great night.